This is Radio Superior 1929, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic recordings of popular music from the 1920s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1929. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
Hello, friends. You're listening to KUWS Radio, the voice of the Head of the Lakes, and welcome to Martin and McKenna in the afternoon on this Tuesday, December 10th, 1929. This is Jack McKenna broadcasting to you. Lou Martin standing by with the latest news from our newsroom and the United Press Wire, including last night's big sweep of speakeasies in Superior, the biggest roundup in the state since Prohibition began. We'll have some Christmas music and the latest weather report from the U.S. Bureau. Now here's Lou Martin with the Nordness Motor News. Nordness Motors with the DeSoto 6 at their car lots in Superior, Cloquet, Shell Lake, and Minon. Lou?
Well, thank you, Jack. The biggest raid of speakeasies in the state's history took place last night in Superior, with more roundups going on this afternoon. Federal agents, led by the director of the state's dry forces, Raymond Nye, were on hand from Madison, La Crosse, Wausau, the Twin Cities, Duluth, and Superior to sweep local gin joints, 80 officers in all. No one resisted arrest, no violence occurred, but two speakeasies had to be broken into as doors were locked before the agents could get in. With us this afternoon is Douglas County Sheriff's Deputy George Ramstead, who took part in the sweep in Superior's underworld. Good afternoon, Deputy. It was quite a night, wasn't it?
Quite a night and quite a day, Lou. Like most law officers in these parts, I haven't had rest for a couple of days. It's unusual to have such success in a raid like this without someone tipping someone off, but we rounded up 30 illegal operations last night and two more today. At noon today, we raided Sam Rabotich's joint at 231 Tower Avenue and Earl Spooner's on 328 Tower.
How did you get in so many places in one night?
Well, Lou, it was like this. You got 80 of the best dry agents around, help from Superior's finest, and your law officers of Douglas County. You have a plan in place, and then, bing, bang, you hit them all at the same time. We hit them so hard, so fast, that we don't think anyone got away. In fact, of the 32 arrests, the arrestees were orderly and gentlemanly.
Well, so Deputy Ramstead, if you could describe the raid that you were on and how it went, we'd appreciate hearing about it.
I was part of the raid at 1906 Broadway, where Oscar Algren's been running a gin joint. At the same time, just down the street at 1821 and 1811 Broadway, other speakeasies were getting hit. It was a lot simpler than we had thought it would be. Superior Police Chief Buchanan and Prohibition Agent John McCollum wasn't sure how these boys would take it, but they knew the jig was up as soon as we stormed in. We did have to slide through a tricky secret panel to get access to the main room, and then an electric lock gave us a little trouble. But that's what many officers came across yesterday. The place wasn't crowded. We wanted to do it before folks filled up the places, and Monday nights aren't busy anyway.
Well, I know that you have to get back to work and finish up, so we thank you, Douglas County Sheriff's Deputy George Ramstead, for coming in. 32 men have been arraigned before Court Commissioner C.W. Bishop so far. 9 Superior police officers were used in the roundup of the bootleg establishments. Chief Buchanan said he was happy to work with the feds. KUWS reporter Mike Simonson has made some contacts with local bootleggers to find out just what these raids will mean for the Christmas liquor trade in speakeasies. Mike?
Surprisingly, local bootleggers are forthcoming about their prices and say that they won't be advancing even though the raid confiscated their hooch. A survey of some of the more prominent local bootleggers' places indicate that scotch and bourbon prices may actually be lower this holiday than in 1928. Straight grain alcohol may be purchased at $15 a gallon or $4 a pint. A half keg of beer will cost about $32. A glass of bootleg beer at your local speakeasy will still cost just 25 cents a glass. The thought is that this is a one-time event and that suppliers will be able to come through to keep these places hopping by this weekend, Lou.
In other news this evening, a Midwestern U.S. senator says a waterway connecting the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean is coming. Democratic Senator Walsh of Montana made the prediction in Washington yesterday, saying a Great Lakes-St. Lawrence waterway project will happen once a treaty is signed with Canada. Meanwhile, closer to home, ice is about a foot thick in the Superior Harbor. But no one has used the ice road to Duluth yet because the channel is being kept open for the last ship to arrive here tomorrow. The package freighter H.A. Sandrett will make its winter home here. Two Jenkin line boats, the Fitch and the Watts, left here over the weekend. The last to leave the Twin Ports after the shipping channel freezes, people then will be able to cross the harbor in their cars. And herring fishermen closed their season yesterday in Bayfield. Several hundred fishermen put their large fleet of gas boats and tugs up for the winter. Bayfield Lighthouse keeper Knut Olson says ice is about a foot thick on Shawamigan Bay right now. We'll have more news coming up, but first a word about our sponsor, Nordness Motors.
Well, it's Christmas time, and I've got a fine idea for a fine person who would like a new car. How about that? Prices as low as $845 at the factory. A DeSoto 6 from Nordness Motors. What a gift that would be. So instead of taxing your purse and your patience by driving your old car through another winter, do what thousands of wise buyers have been doing for years. Trade it in now, if not for yourself, for that person you want to give a Christmas present to. That's Nordness Motors, a DeSoto 6.
Well, Jack, a crowd gathered outside the Douglas County Courthouse yesterday, packing the courtroom for the first appearance of three accused bank robbers. A bond of $25,000 was set for the holdup last Friday of the Wisconsin State Bank in Superior. Judge F.S. Parker set the bond after Police Chief Buchanan swore out a warrant against Arthur Henning, Edward Koshnick, and John Burton, including in the charges as an assault with a dangerous weapon with intent to kill bank cashier Ford S. Campbell. The crowd hushed as Sheriff M.J. McGuire led the suspects into the courtroom. Defense Attorney Peter Cadigan waived initial examination. Sheriff McGuire will post an extra guard for night duty at the jail. And this story is special to us from Ashland, a scripture-quoting circus agent who sells candy on the sidelines and who claims he is searching for a toe-dancing wife for a dying mother-in-law, today was held over in circuit court under a $500 bond for allegedly passing bad checks. The man, Ira Thomas, claimed that he had money at the Batavia National Bank in La Crosse, but he said, and we quote him now, some whippersnapper of a bank teller furnished Ashland County officials with incorrect information. He was trying to buy a 10-gallon hat from Ed Rosenzweig and Mellon at the time and describes his plight as, quoting again, being a stranger in a strange land, unquote. Making his plea to Judge George McLeod's office, he began quoting scripture, and that's when Judge McLeod told him to get out. Douglas County Assessor Arthur Schroeder says there are more horses in the county now than 20 years ago. In 1909, Schroeder says there were only 26 horseless carriages here, while today there are close to 10,000 automobiles. Nevertheless, he says there were 2,000 horses in the county in 1909, while today there are 2,800 horses. A 10-year school plan was proposed at the school board meeting last night at the Blaine School. Board member Laura Runkle said overcrowding conditions at the Blaine, the Howe, and the Bryant schools necessitate an expansion plan starting for the 1930s. Ms. Runkle also pointed out a gymnasium is needed at Central High School in Superior as well. Also last night, Erickson and Blaine School Physical Education Director Leroy Jacobson is asking the board for $140. Mr. Jacobson figures this will cover the dental expenses from when three of his incisor teeth were forcibly removed in a diamond ball game last April. Mr. Jacobson says his mouth and the catcher's head made contact while chasing a ball. And speaking of sports, a couple of notes here, Jack. George Napoleon Pichotti has been voted team captain for the 1930 Superior Teachers College football gridiron team. Superior Central High will have Dave Limpy Leibowitz as its captain next year. Both were elected at the annual football banquet last night. And now, Jack, here's quite a bit of Newsday news from Nordness Motors. You're not too worried about the price of whiskey these days, are you?
Why, Lou, of course not. Who needs it when we've got a winter wonderland and all is fine here at the head of the lakes? Here's our forecast from the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth for this December 10th, 1929. Looking at the weatherman says snow is probable tonight and tomorrow, with temperatures staying around the zero mark for the next couple of days. The South Shore fishing villages of Port Wing and Cornucopia report a lot of snowfall as the wind continues to blow off the lake. Otherwise, expect some snow across the head of the lakes and chilly temperatures. That's our forecast, and from our wax recording collection, our first selection for us is by Henry Allen and his New York Orchestra. This is called Swing Out, just recorded this past summer of 29. You want to get out there and dance, doesn't it? Well, folks, the treasure chests are here. Talk about a Christmas present. The cedar chests from Grand Rapids House Furnishing Company, 1301 Tower Avenue in Superior. For example, the Castlewood style, the most beautiful treasure chest we have, or have had. Large size, burl-matched walnut top and front. Rope-turned onlays on maple overlays. Heavy-carved double lid. See this chest for sure for just $59.50. And you'll find a lot of the price lower than that. The Harvard, for example. Medium size, walnut, cedar lined, maple overlay, deep carving, flat key double lock. $16.75. Can you believe it? What a nice Christmas present any one of those would make. And $5 delivers any chest balance a year to pay. From Grand Rapids House Furnishing Company in Superior. Here's Rudy Valley. We've got some Christmas music on the way for you, friends. But first, KUWS Radio, the voice from the head of the lakes, brings you Harriet Farig with several community and society events we think you'll find interesting. Harriet?
Well, Jack, you might want to attend a meeting of the Old Settlers Association. Tales of the good old days in Superior and Duluth will be revived Tuesday at noon when members of the Old Settlers Association at the head of the lakes gather at the Andre Hotel at 12:30 for their 43rd annual banquet. Over 200 are expected. Everybody who has resided at the head of the lakes for the past 25 years, back to 1904, are invited. Harry W. Ashton, president, will preside. John A. Barden is chairman. Mrs. B. Blackstead, 5925 Baxter Avenue, will be hostess at her home on Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 to the members of the Bethel Mission Society. A cordial invitation is extended to everyone to attend. Mrs. Edward Rubble, 1420 Winter Street, was hostess at a small party at her home last Thursday evening. Guests included Mrs. Nick Mertis, Mrs. George Carlson, Mrs. Walter Tomczak, Mrs. Ed Newman, and Miss Mildred Holmberg. The Parent Teacher Association of the Moortown Frewin School held their regular monthly meeting last week at the schoolhouse. Following the business meeting, there was a community singing and a program was presented by the pupils. Bunko was played at the close of the evening and prizes were awarded to John Hogue, Mrs. A. Baker, Tilly Baker, and Geraldine Tappan. At a miscellaneous shower held on Thursday evening, December 5th, Mrs. E. W. Thomas, 1613 Hewitt Avenue, a bride of November, was entertained by a group of friends. Bridge was played during the evening, and favors went to Martha Thompson, Frank McKinnon, and W.J. Lyons. All members of the Board of Directors of the Superior Children's Home and Refugee Association are urged to attend the regular meeting that has been called for Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at the home. A report on the charity ball will be read, and arrangements will be made for the Christmas celebration for the children at the home. Superior Lodge No. 551, Loyal Order of Moose, will hold a meeting at 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening, December 11th. H.A. Turnbull, chairman of the committee, has made special arrangements in the way of entertainment for the evening. Plans are also being formulated for the annual Christmas tree party, for which all members and their families are invited to attend. That would be December 26th. And finally, Jack, the regular business meeting of the Fireside Epworth League will be held on Wednesday evening, December 11th, in the Central Methodist Church parlors. A program for the occasion is being arranged by a committee composed of the following: Madams Harold Benjamin, George Armstrong, Lucy Campbell, Winona Johnson, and Catherine Cook. All members of the league are requested to be present, as the meeting will be of an important nature.
And that's our lovely Miss Harriet Farig with community news for you. Now let's hear from our wax recording collection of Christmas music. Okay, friends, here's some more music for you. The Santa Claus Blues, featuring Louis Armstrong and Sidney Bechet.
Last night my shop and I hung just my friend was young, but this morning there was a bacon tree. No ding-a-ling, no ding-a-ling toy, no kicking on, kicking folks, not to the Lord. Soon I'll hear the New Year chime, that just means for our time. Bad luck, your heart to lose, I got the friends of blues.
Indeed, what a swinger. Louis Armstrong with his trumpet featured in there. Well, our Kindy Optical time is 5:26 p.m. Kindy Optical on 14th and Tower in Superior, where modern white gold glasses start from $7.50 a pair, with over 20 styles for you to choose from. See our optometrist, Roy Kidd, today. Want to give someone a really happy Christmas? If you would gladden the hearts of needy boys and girls in Superior and Douglas County, you are urged by Mayor George E. Dietrich to look through the basement and attic for damaged or abandoned toys and playthings. After finding that doll carriage, set of blocks, tricycle, kitty car, or other toys, call Fire Department Headquarters at Broad 127, and firemen will see to it that the toys are brought to their workshop to be repaired and given a fresh coat of paint. Mayor Dietrich did Tuesday sent out an appeal to all Superiorites to aid in this worthy cause being undertaken by the firefighters. Thus far, toys to be mended have been slow in coming in. The time is drawing near to Christmas, and any contributions must be made as soon as possible. Well, everybody should know this. It's Jingle Bells. That's not Jingle Bells, that's Swingle Bells. Friends, here's something you might want to know about the upcoming New Year's Eve Martin and McKenna show. We're going to do it upright, friends. We'll be broadcasting a special feature program that will be aired at the Android Ballroom in downtown Superior. First, we'll bring you back 30 years to 1899, when the good people of this area rang in the 1900s. It was a gala event. We'll bring you news of that day and a special flashback to that time. Then we'll cap it all off with a special hour-long Martin and McKenna broadcast to end the 1920s decade, and won't that be fun, eh, Lou?
Well, that's right, Jack. You know, for a whole hour, we'll play the best hits of the 1920s, and we'll be giving news notes from 1920 through this year. Lots of memories from the Teapot Dome scandal to Lucky Lindy, Jack. So it's a total of 90 minutes of news, music, and memories to bring in the year 1930.
Thank you, Lou. And that's all the time we have this Monday afternoon, December the 10th, 1929, for the Martin and McKenna program. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed having you listen in. This is KUWS Radio, the voice of the Head of the Lakes. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Good night.
This is Radio Superior 1929, a weekly original radio drama presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior 1929 executive producer is Mike Simonson, and assistant producer is Brianna Pearson. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson, and Deputy Sheriff George Ramstead is played by Peter Nordgren. All events reported on Radio Superior 1929 are actual accounts from editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or mail us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.